Shabbat Shalom. Okay. Can you hear me better now? Okay. The parasha this Shabbat is titled Bo, meaning go. And it takes us from Exodus chapter 10 through most of chapter 13. Now, we have already witnessed the depths of Pharaoh's cruelty, his efforts at Jewish infanticide, and the ongoing and even now intensified enslavement of our people. Adonai saw these things. He heard our cry, and he remembered the covenant that he had made with Abraham. 4 centuries earlier, God said this to Abraham, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. In the 4th generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." Well, now the time was at hand. God was fulfilling his promise, but Pharaoh wasn't about to free all his slaves. His heart was hardened. Repeatedly refusing God's warnings, Pharaoh invited horrific plagues upon the land of Egypt. We have learned of 7 of them already: blood, frogs, lice, or gnats, swarms of insects, the death of almost all of Egypt's livestock, painful boils on the bodies of the Egyptians, deadly hail destroying the few surviving animals, and pretty much all of Egypt's crops. Now we find 2 constants throughout this narrative, 2 patterns. The first one is Pharaoh's stubbornness and deceit. At first, he simply refuses to let Israel go. Later, when the cumulative effects of the plagues takes its toll, he pleads with Moses and Aaron to intercede with God, and he promises to let Israel go if just the plague will end. And what happens? Repeatedly, as soon as the plague is over, he reneges on his word. The other constant is that Goshen, the city where the Jewish people are living, seems to be pretty well shielded from most of these plagues. It had become pretty obvious to the Egyptians that Israel's God was protecting them while their own gods were powerless to help. Chapter 10 chronicles the 8th and 9th plagues. Swarms of locusts covered the surface of the entire country like nothing that had ever been seen before. What few crops had survived the hail were now completely devoured. Pharaoh, in a panic, hurriedly summoned Moses and Aaron and confessed his sin and asked them to pray to the Lord. You can guess what happened. They did, and the plague ceased immediately, and again, Pharaoh broke his oath. God then told Moses to stretch out his hand toward the sky, and suddenly darkness settled over the entire country, a darkness so thick it could be felt. For 3 days, no one went anywhere. Only in Goshen was there light. So imagine you're an Egyptian, and you're in complete darkness. You can't even see your own hand in front of you, and the only light in all of Egypt is in the city where the people of Israel are living. Some Egyptians were beginning to get the picture, but Pharaoh wasn't one of them. He was engaged in a losing battle of the wills with the Lord God of Israel, and all of Egypt was paying the price. Pharaoh summons Moses again. He tries to negotiate his way out of this, but Moses was resolute. All the Israelis must be allowed to go with all of our children, with all of our cattle. Pharaoh became furious and sent Moses out, warning him that if he shows his face again, he will die. An interesting choice of words considering the last plague in store, the most painful of all. In chapters 11 and 12, God gives specific instructions to Moses and Israel to be followed to the letter, for this 10th plague will mean the death of every firstborn throughout the land of Egypt. Israel's firstborn will be spared, provided they follow God's instructions. Each family was to take a year-old male lamb, one without any blemish at all. It was to be brought into the house on the 10th of Nisan, and at twilight on the 14th, the lamb was to be killed. The blood of that flawless lamb was to be put on the outside lintel, the doorposts of the house. The lamb was to be roasted, not boiled. It was to be eaten in haste with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. And we were to eat it with our sandals fastened on our feet, our staffs in hand, are ready to go very quickly. Not a single bone of that lamb was permitted to be broken. It was the Lord's Passover, and it was to be a perpetual statute. Every generation of Israel was to observe it and to teach it to their children. And that is precisely what happened. 430 years to the day from the time our people arrived in Egypt, we went out. That night, God went through the land, and all the firstborn of Egypt died, all who did not have the blood of a perfect lamb on the doorposts of their homes. According to God's instructions, Israel requested articles of silver and gold from the Egyptians, and the Egyptians were only too happy to give it if we would just leave and leave quickly. Let's just call it a partial back payment for 400 years of unpaid labor. Scripture tells us that Israel departed from Egypt a mixed multitude. The Egyptians witnessed the power of Adonai over all the false gods of Egypt. Many of them left with the Israelis and joined themselves to the God of Israel. In that sense, those plagues weren't merely God's judgment on Egypt, but also his gracious invitation to people of other nations to become one with his people. 1,500 years later, Passover realized its fullest meaning when another male lamb, one in the prime of his life, gave his blood to save not only Israel, but also the nations. Like those first lambs, he was flawless. Just as those lambs had been observed in the home 3 or 4 days, he had been watched and publicly seen for 3 or 4 years until the Passover on which he was put to death. Just as none of the bones of those former lambs were broken, so not one of his bones was broken. And just as God's conditions for our rescue from Egypt were firm, so this lamb is the only means by which we may be saved. This lamb has a name, Yeshua. His blood, applied to our lives, promises that God will pass over our sins, and we ourselves will pass over from death to life. Eternal life. The fact that we are alive today and considering this passage of Scripture is proof that God always makes good on his word. The parashah is called Bo, meaning go. And there are 3 goings that I want you to think about this morning as we finish. God told Moses to go to Pharaoh. That was not an easy task, but he was obedient. After God's signs and wonders, Pharaoh at last told our people to go. We, like Israel of old, are shielded by the blood of a lamb from God's judgment. But what of those still outside? If we do not want to see our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our family members perish, we need to go and tell them about Yeshua and urge them to come under his covering.